been at least 9 torpedoes in the water. All missed.
Yeah.
No, I don't... Wait a minute now. I'm not so sure about this number of engaged.
Right.
We'd have to check it out here. He said many of the reported contacts and torpedoes fired appear doubtful. Freak weather effects on radar and overeager sonarmen may have accounted for many reports.
Okay, well, I'll tell Mr. Nightmare this.
That's the best I can give you, Dave. Sorry. It does appear now that a lot of these torpedo attacks were from the sonar man, you see. And they get keyed up to a thing like this. Everything they hear on the sonar is a torpedo.
You're pretty sure there was a torpedo attack, though?
Oh, no doubt about that,
yeah.
I think. No doubt about that.
No, it was just confusion. And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong. It didn't happen. And the judgment that we'd been attacked on August 2nd, which we'd made, was right. We had been. Although that was disputed at the time. So we're right once and wrong once. Ultimately, President Johnson authorized bombing in response to what he thought had been the second attack and hadn't occurred, but that's irrelevant to the point I'm making here. He authorized the attack on the assumption it had occurred, and his belief that it was a conscious decision on the part of the North Vietnamese political and military leaders to escalate the conflict, and an indication they would not stop short of winning. We were wrong, but we had in our minds a mindset that led to that action, and it carries such heavy costs.